I'm John Francis.
And I'm Ree Chakraborty.
And on this part of Chatterbox, Ree and I will have more news stories, as well as two more features and information desk.
We have news of a fundraising initiative by a team of Norwich insurance brokers to benefit the NNAB, and that two local schools have much to celebrate. But we start that a new hotel could be built on the City Council's car park.
A five-star hotel or game-changing new office development could be built on the car park at the back of Norwich City Council's offices. And bosses at Norwich City Council hope whatever is built on a prime piece of city centre land will be an iconic building comparable to the Grade 2-star listed City Hall and the Forum nearby. The City Council's been promoting the site, including at international property events, and they're confident that a developer will come forward. Dave Moorcroft, Head of Service Regeneration and Development at Norwich City Council, said, "It's a prime location in the centre of the city and sits within a group of iconic buildings. It's the last remaining site in that complex, and we haven't had anything developed on a site of that type since the Forum with the Millennium Library. Whatever happens there could be a game changer. We want to make sure whatever is built there is right for this site." Mr. Moorcroft said the council would be keen to see high-quality offices built. There's recently been a surge in student accommodation in the city centre, with offices being converted, but Mr. Moorcroft said that was not what was sought on the car park site.
A team of Norwich insurance brokers battled through a gruelling steeplechase to raise more than £3,000 for Norfolk Sight Loss Charity. Kelvin Colburn, an account handler at Surrey Street-based Towergate Insurance, was joined by colleagues, friends and family in a 5-kilometre steeplechase at Blackwater Farm in Great Witchington, tackling over 50 horse-style jump obstacles through fields, woods and streams. The 9-strong team took on the challenge to thank Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind for its care of Mr. Colburn's grandmother at its Thomas Towell House care home. They even named their team in honour of the association's head of fundraising, former Norwich City star Jeremy Goss. Congratulating the team, Mr. Goss said, "As requested by Kelvin, the cash raised will be spent on supporting the work done at Thomas Towell House, where the NNAB provides residential care for people with poor sight."
Access Creative College is set to become the only educational institution in the county to offer music degrees. The college, located on Maglan Street in Norwich, will be launching two industry-focused foundation courses to start in September 2018. One will be centred on music performance and the other on audio and music technology. Dan Foden, Delivery and Performance Manager at Access Creative College, said, "The courses allow you to gain high-level career skills from experienced academic professionals within a cost-effective 2-year time frame." He added, "If you do want to upgrade to a full degree, there's an option to do so at the end." The degrees are validated by Nottingham Trent University, and those interested in discovering more about the courses will be able to attend a Higher Education Open Day at the college on Tuesday, December the 12th, from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Two independent schools in Norwich have been ranked among the top 10 in the region, according to a survey for parents. In the Sunday Times New Parent Power School Guide, Norwich School and Norwich High School for Girls were ranked 3rd and 10th, respectively, in the top 10 independent secondary schools across East Anglia. Though the Norwich School came after the Peirce School and Stephen Peirce Foundation Senior School, both in Cambridge, it was named the Sunday Times Parent Power East Anglia Independent Secondary School of the Year thanks to its improved results amid tougher exams. Stephen Griffiths, headmaster of the Norwich School, which ranked 78th in its category nationally, said, "It's great news that we've been recognised once again as one of the best schools of our kind in our country."